Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. With Dr. Dan Critchett, Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctor is in. Now here is your host, Dr. Dan Critchett.
Hey, greetings to you, and I'm very happy to welcome you to Second Half Now. This is a radio show for boomers and beyonders, and we really want to get your attention today because we have something very, very important and significant for you to think about, to learn about. And you may or may not have talked about or heard about this subject, but we want to put it out there for your information. On this show, this is where we discuss the things that matter to us in this 50-plus generation. So again, greetings. I am your host, Dr. Dan Critchett, and today we're going to talk about one of the most significant decisions and transitions we will consider in the second half of life. It has to do with our home, our residence. For you, it may be the house where you raise your kids, or it may be the holiday gathering place, or a home that has kept you busy inside and out. At some point, a lot of us boomers have looked around and said, you know what? This place is requiring a lot of time and energy, and we're just not sure we want to keep this up. So what are our options, and how would we go about exploring them? So the title of today's show is Downsizing, the Transforming Transition. Our guests today will help us get a handle on that, and I'll introduce them in just a moment. First, I want to remind all of our listeners that we have five core topics that we deal with. We rotate them around and have different subject matter experts and different representatives that come in and talk about these topics pretty much one at a time. And so the number one topic is home and family. Number two is health and wellness. Number three is budget and finances. Number four, heart and soul. And number five, work and purpose. And the purpose of this show is to help us all get a handle on these so that we are reasonably well-adjusted and happy in these areas so that we can find and fulfill our calling, so we can live happy and productive and fulfilling lives. And so today, the subject of downsizing is going to fall into the category of home, literally home as in house, home and family. Again, the topic for today is called Downsizing, the Transforming Transition. So let's talk about it. Special guests in the studio today with me are Jerry and Mary Spann with a business slash organization, we'll let them explain it, called Upside of Downsizing. And I attended one of their conferences a year and a half ago or so, and I was very impressed. I mean, I thought, how many people could you gather at the Holiday Inn at Wilsonville on one afternoon or one day? And I thought maybe there'd be 50 people or 75. And I was absolutely amazed. Everything was packed. I mean, every room, every exhibit area, everything was very, very full. And I thought to myself, these folks are onto something. Mm-hmm. And so I was already doing the show at this time. And so when we're talking about boomers and beyonders, these are the people that Upside of Downsizing is really reaching. And so we're going to introduce Jerry and Mary. And I want to thank you both for coming in and welcome to Second Half Now.
Well, thank you, Dan, for having us. We're excited to be here.
Good.
And yeah, thank you, Dan. I do appreciate having the time to share this information.
And I know the challenge is in a situation like this, when you guys have so much experience and so much knowledge and so much everything, that to squeeze it into our show is going to be a little bit challenging. But we're going to try to hit the core areas, and we're going to remind our listeners up front that this is a full hour show. And so we'll do part one, which is what's going to be on the radio. And then both part one and part two will be online on our website, secondfnow.com. So let's get into it. I just want to get right into the topic here because it intrigues me. I'm sure some people might have thought, oh, there are upsides to downsizing. So let's talk about that, okay? So help us understand, Jerry and Mary, what exactly is downsizing and what all is involved in that process.
So downsizing is when you move from a home that is no longer a good fit into a home that fulfills all your needs.
And can you go into a little bit more detail on that? We're going to get into more, but so I'm just picturing here's grandpa and grandma or mom and dad, And, you know, they've been in a house, maybe it's got two stories, of, you know, a basement and a main floor or additional third floor. It's got a yard, it's got, you know, and maybe it's in a location that was fine back in the day when they bought it. So is this the kind of situation we're talking about?
That's one of the situations okay. where someone is physically fatigued, taking care of a home and yeah. a yard. Also, we have folks that come to our conference that are just fine taking care of those areas, but they don't have the social interaction. The children are now gone, and maybe they've even had a spouse that has passed away.
Right.
And so loneliness sets in.
Yes, right. Yeah, and I, on many of these episodes, many of these shows, I tell about my parents. And it's appropriate now again because my mom died at 87 and she stayed in their home. It was not the home that us kids grew up in, but it was still a full-size house and yard, front and back. And my mom got a lot of satisfaction out of taking care of all that. But we saw that she got tired, particularly after Dad died, and she was trying to maintain it all. After she died, when it came time for us to kind of take things out of the house, we saw that she had gotten really tired and a lot of things didn't get done. Mm-hmm. And she didn't socialize much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, she was one who would have benefited by having this kind of information. So you've been doing these conferences. They started as seminars in assisted living type facilities, senior facilities.
Yes, mainly independent
yeah.
senior living communities.
Okay. And so tell us some about your background. What have you been doing? What leads you up to doing this business now?
So I found that there just was a need in that I saw many people that were sacrificing good quality of living by living in homes where that were no longer a fit. Now, my background, my father was a custom home builder, and my mother was an interior designer, and they both owned a real estate agency. Now, I learned a lot by working with them in those companies, but at age 18, I decided to head off to college and to really make a difference in people's lives. So my degrees are in social work and psychology.
Oh, okay.
And then later, the creativity gene surfaced, and I opened up an interior design firm. This was after I worked for the state of Texas in their human resource department. So I ended up opening up an interior design firm, and then I became a general contractor.
Oh,
so
really?
I did follow in their
wow.
footsteps
yeah.
eventually. But I just, again, saw people that were in the wrong fit home. So I did help many families, many individuals prepare their home for the market, whether it was repairs or updates.
Upgrades and, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. So the home would sell at the highest price possible and as quickly as possible.
And you did that for... Until when? What brought you up to Oregon?
Well, I actually started my business in 1986, and
okay.
along with that, I would purchase homes, fix them up, and then flip them.
Okay, so
yeah
you're very experienced. So you have seen all kinds of house sizes and conditions and shapes and fits for the residents and all of that.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, good. Jerry, how about your background?
Well, my background is quite a bit differently. I had worked for Ford for about 22 years in management, and Mary started doing seminars, like you said, early on, and it quickly became evident as they were growing in size that I got recruited to join the team about 5 years ago, and so now this is what we do together.
And you haven't been fired yet, right?
Have not, no. We have a really good partnership,
yeah,
great relationship.
So. Great, great, excellent. And you're just really into this. I mean, you guys are just, I mean, your eyes light up when you start talking about these conferences and these people that you're helping with these educational gatherings. I mean, it's I can see that. It means
a
lot to you.
We do love it. It's a passion of ours. Mm-hmm. And to be at a conference and to have people come up to you with tears in their eyes saying,
yeah.
oh my goodness, we needed your help.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's the reward.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
sure
what
is.
Keeps us
mm-hmm.
moving along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So not only have you done the house flipping and the upgrades and everything else preparing for market, but you have gone through your own, by intention, your own downsizing experience. So tell us about that.
Well, that happened, I would say, about 3 years ago. We were living in a large four-bedroom home and three levels and yard, and the kids were gone, and the dog died, and we just found ourselves spending a lot of weekends and evenings, obviously being busy with our work during the week and then maintaining the house on the weekends, and began to resent the time that it was taking and just wanted to spend our time doing other things. Not that we didn't like doing it, but there was other things that we preferred to be doing. So we
and
made
you couldn't
that,
because of your
because the responsibilities of the house. And so we decided about 3 years ago, I think one sunny Saturday afternoon as we're pulling weeds in the yard, that we decided to pull the plug and change the last weed.
Yeah.
So
did you ever get the feeling, and I wonder if some of our listeners might feel this, if they're still in that situation where your home has kind of become your prison?
Oh, absolutely.
Or a burden, you know? I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to go out and mow the lawn. I have to pull the weeds. I have to, you know, do all the other things. So.
Well, it was really interesting too, Dan, because when we started out these, they were seminars in these senior living communities, often they were quite a ways in distance from Portland. And so the marketing director would make arrangements for us to stay in one of the apartments within the community. And so we found ourselves looking around as we laid in bed thinking, wow, we could live in this. Here's a master bedroom, a bathroom, a living room, and a kitchen. And then when we would go back home, we'd say, oh my goodness, that's all we're using of this large home were those areas.
Yeah.
So it just didn't make sense for us to hold on to a big home.
And so what did you do?
So we sold.
You sold your house.
Sold. And we ended up decreasing our square footage about 60%. Wow. We decreased it by. We moved into a high rise in downtown area, the South Waterfront.
Yeah. And that was fine.
Oh, my goodness.
You went down to, I think you said 800 and some square feet.
850 square feet, one bedroom.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. The view was nice.
The view was nice, but the freedom was wonderful to be able to lock our door and walk out and not be worried about newspapers in the driveway and plants in the yard and taking care of all these things that, like you say, you just kind of become a slave to.
And you could be gone for an hour or for a week.
Exactly.
And you had that freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the mission, would you say, of Upside of Downsizing? I don't know if we've said yet that this coming up conference will be your 40th event. Mm-hmm. So what would you say today, after going through all these, what is today, what is on your heart? What's the mission of Upside of Downsizing?
Is to provide the greatest quality of living for people that desire it and they deserve it.
Yeah, desire and deserve. All right, I like that. So if somebody's listening today that is thinking, gosh, and maybe they're turning to the spouse and say, honey, are you listening to this show? You know, maybe this is something we ought to be thinking about. So let's go back and talk about some of the practical benefits. Now, you've talked about freedom. What else, and you mentioned socializing, what else would you say are some of the practical benefits of actually going through the downsizing process?
Well, I will say there is an upside to downsizing. We did mention the freedom that we have to travel. We're much more involved with church, able to connect with family. We just went on quite a long road trip visiting family and conducting our business across the United States, and we were free to do that. So the benefits of involvement, of not being so consumed by stuff and maintaining stuff, but be able to reach out to people and involvement with our church and just different activities really enjoy.
I think what I'm hearing you saying is that what defines your life is that you now can make different choices. And there may be the choice more along the lines of your values and what's important to you. Because you can go out and pull a bunch of weeds and have a whole wheelbarrow full at the end. And that could be rewarding and you're tired and, you know, and that, you know, you're satisfied. But is that really what your life is about? Is that what you want your life to count for? Because when you're doing that, you are sacrificing some of the other things. Right. So travel, social time, family, relationships, doing the kinds of services, volunteer activities through your church or at your church. And those are the kinds of things that our listeners are tuning into because they're thinking, oh, maybe there is a way to find freedom from this activity. I don't hate the activity, maybe, you know, some of the people are saying, but is that what my life is really about? Yeah, do you want to add to that, Mary?
Well, and I do encourage people to look outside the box and to be able to research things that they may not know that they could really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
I think we get into a routine and we keep doing the same thing over and over.
Yes.
And we may enjoy it.
Right.
But there could be numerous things out there that you could even enjoy more.
Right.
So give yourself that opportunity.
And if you don't explore, you can't find. I remember you saying, Mary, on the phone the other day that a person might say, but I really enjoy gardening. And but have you thought you might really enjoy something else, too? So I'd like for us to hear about maybe a couple of other stories of people that you know that have gone through the downsizing process. And we'll hear a couple of stories right after the break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
If your kids are grown and gone, it might be time to be thinking about how you want to spend the next several years. One of your options is to downsize to a home that is a better fit. Attend the Upside of Downsizing Conference, an educational conference for boomers, seniors, and their adult children to learn how to downsize successfully and to gain solid solutions. Ticket prices are only $25 through November 5th and includes presenters, exhibitors, lunch, and free parking. The conference is on November 19th at the Holiday Inn Conference Center near the Portland Airport and will run from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event sponsor is Oregon Live and the Oregonian. For reservations, visit upsideofdownsizing.com or call 503-208-9421. 503-208-9421. Space is limited. RSVP now.
Do you have an elderly parent that is becoming isolated, not eating well, feeling depressed or fearful of losing independence? Do you know your options? Need peace of mind or know what is best for yourself or others during their golden years of life? At no cost to you or your family, Golden Placement Services can give you hope in the midst of great change. Even if it means staying at home is the right option. Call the Golden Girls at 503-723-7145 today. That's 503-723-7145 and schedule your non-obligation appointment today.
Life changes have happened and it's time to sell your house. That can be a difficult process when you've lived there for decades, especially under tragic circumstances like losing a spouse. 24/7 Properties takes the time to go over the details of your unique situation and understand your needs. We do what we can to maximize the value of your home. Learn online at 247prop.com.
I'm Jeff Edmondson, founder of 24/7 Properties. Call me today and let's have a conversation about selling your house. No obligation, no cost. Let's find out what's right for you. Call me, 503-780-3030. 503-780-3030.
And we're back. Wanted to make sure that you heard clearly those folks that helped make our program possible. Those are Dignity Memorial and Golden Placement Services and 24/7 Properties. And I also want to give a big thank you to the others that are part of our partner team. That is Hearthstone Senior Living, Transformational Finance with Stuart Funke, Dan the Mortgage Man, Portland City Acupuncture with Mariko, Next Phase Coaching with Eric Howard, and Dr. Dan Miller with Beaverton Chiropractic. These are the people that help make our shows possible because they really have a commitment to helping bring education and motivation to our audience and to our listeners, those who are going through all kinds of decisions and thinking and weighing things, you know, in this second half of life, this 50 plus. So we're going to hear a couple of stories. And during the commercial break, we were talking about, you guys were kind of warming up for a couple of them. So we just have a few more minutes to do that. So Who do we want to talk about?
Well, there was a couple that came to one of our conferences in the Beaverton area, and they ended up going through the home staging process. I got the home market ready. And it wasn't that they were ready to move right away, but the husband was having a real difficult time getting up the stairs to the master bedroom. And so they wanted to just be prepared in case at any point they did have to sell and get into a one-level home. And it was real interesting because after they had this home staged, and it was with the items that they owned. It wasn't bringing in items that were rented, but they just enjoyed more than they ever have entertaining in the home with the new look. And it was interesting too, what the stager didn't use was actually put on tables in the garage because this couple felt like they were going to have a garage sale that summer. Well, the holiday came and the family came and it had turned out where the children took everything. And as that was taking place, the stories were told about the different items. And that to me is beautiful. Preparing. And so often people don't. And what happens is a crisis happens and a lot of times relationships are severed. Things are put in the hands of the wrong people. Things that could have been sold are thrown away. And so with our conference, we really emphasize preparing in advance. You may not want to downsize, you know, next month or in a year, but to prepare is so important. It's the best gift we feel you can give yourself as well as your family and friends.
Yeah, it sure was that way, you know, in my situation. As a pastor, I've watched many people go through this transition, and some didn't go through it, and they were burdened, you know, with this big house that was in the wrong size and the wrong neighborhood and everything else. Mm-hmm. I like what you said, Mary, about when you start thinking about downsizing, you don't rush out and put a for sale sign in the front yard. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of preparing. So let's talk about the conference that is coming up here in our local market here in Portland. I know you have one early next year, April-ish, I think, in Vancouver.
In Tacoma.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At the Tacoma Dome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's hear about the Portland one coming up. What do you want to tell us?
Well, it's coming up on November the 19th, and it'll be at the Holiday Inn Conference Center over near the airport, Portland Airport. The tickets currently are on sale now for $25 per person through November 5th, and then $35 per person after beginning on November the 6th. And that price includes lunch and event materials.
And that's a full day, isn't it?
It is a full day. It goes from 9:30 till 3. The first presentation starts at 9:30 and it goes
good. And you have plenary or large, you know, whole group presentations. Do you have any breakouts, or is it the exhibitors that that you can drift around and pick up materials and visit with some of the people that are sponsoring?
So the day starts out with two presenters, as well as I do a little presentation as well. After that time frame is complete, then we have an exhibitor time. And at that point, there's a stage in the exhibitor hall where the attendees can ask the presenters questions that they may have. And from there, then there is a time where everyone has lunch. And then after lunch, then we have two other presenters. And then after the presenters are completed, then it's exhibitor time at the end of the day. And we do have four presenters. And one is a real estate specialist. And then we have an interior designer who will talk about preparing the house for the market, a state planning attorney, and a counselor that addresses the emotional challenges of downsizing.
Yeah. Good. I think John Boylston is still your estate planning attorney?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I went to his presentation and have visited with him since. He was on the show a while back. Mm-hmm. Love him. He's top-notch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've attracted some very good quality presenters and exhibitors. So Anything else that you want to say? I want to make sure our listeners understand that when we finish this portion, part one, we call it, it's going to be on the air. But in order to get, we're going to tell some more stories. We're going to learn some more things about the history of upside of downsizing, and some of the takeaways, some of the nuggets that we'll be left with. So that's going to be on part two. So we're going to close this part. But any takeaways, any final thing that you want to invite people, talk to our folks right now.
Well, I invite you all to gain freedom by downsizing.
That's short and sweet. Jerry, anything? Any final thought?
Well, and I just want to add, too, I didn't mention that the tickets are available online at upsideofdownsizing.com, or phone number is 503-208-9421.
Let's hear both of those again, the web address and the phone number.
The web is upsideofdownsizing.com, or call 503-208-9421.
Perfect. I would have a tendency to put the word the in front of upsizing, but that doesn't belong there. It's ups, just plain old upsizing. Up, I'm going to blow it now. Upside of downsizing.
Correct.
Because if you don't get every letter exactly right with no spaces or anything, then you'll get somewhere else, maybe a dead end. All right. So thank you, Jerry and Mary, for coming in today with upsideofdownsizing.com. And hopefully our people will go to your website and look around. There's a lot of stuff there. But you want to make sure that you get to your internet-connected device and hear part two. Lots more coming. So that is available at secondhalfnow.com. If you have questions about today's topic or want to learn anything more, you can go to our website, secondhalfnow.com, and we're happy to send you a free CD of this audio recording. Just call the station 503-242-1950. We'll get that right out to you. So that is it for this section. We want to make sure you get over to part two on our website. I want to thank you for listening today. Thank you for our guest today. And this is a radio show for Boomers and Beyonders, Second Half Now. I'm Dr. Dan Critchett. Let's continue our conversation with Jerry and Mary Spann on part two on our website, secondhalfnow.com. See you there.
Thanks for listening to Second Half Now with Dr. Dan Critchett on KKPZ 1330 The Truth, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. To hear the rest of this program, find out more about the topics discussed today, or ask questions, visit secondhalfnow.com. That's secondhalfnow.com. Tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. for more tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Until then, visit secondhalfnow.com. Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. With Dr. Dan Critchett, Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctor is in. Now here is your host, Dr. Dan Critchett.
Well, we're welcoming you back to Second Half Now, and this is part two. We started on the first part that aired on the radio, and now we have both of them seamlessly put together, and the show that we're having right now, is the title is Downsizing, the Transforming Transition. I'm your host, Dr. Dan Critchett, and we have the pleasure of having in studio today Mary and Jerry Spann with Upside of Downsizing, and we've had such a great conversation so far. And if you are listening to this and didn't hear part one, then you want to go back to the internet and get your internet-connected device, whatever it is, your phone or your tablet or your laptop or desktop or smoke signals or the two cans with the wire, however you connect, you want to listen to that, because that it kind of established the foundation and the framework for what we're going to get into next. So Jerry and Mary Spann are here in studio, and I want to thank you both again for joining us today on the show.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and the off-mic stuff has been helpful, too. It's just fun to kind of get reacquainted after I went to your conference a year and a half ago or so in Wilsonville, and I was very impressed, and so we talked about that on the first part, too. So let's get right down into it, the downsizing, the transforming transition. What do you think of that title, by the way?
I like it.
You like it?
That's good.
Yeah.
You might use that.
You can.
That's a great fit.
I didn't copyright it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we closed part one by telling a story about someone who had gone through the downsizing process, and then the family was so thankful and grateful for, you know, having taken that step and that action. It was a relief. It was all kinds of good things. So let's start this part with another story, another real life person that went through it and did all the considerations and everything else and then got the benefits at the other end. So, Jerry, you're going to tell about that one.
Yeah, well, this is a great story of a senior couple that came to one of our conferences a couple of years back, and they decided to go ahead with a process. One of our presenters at the conference we mentioned is a home stager and an interior designer, and they had hired her services to get their home ready for the market. And while they were in this process, or maybe the process was quite a ways along, their adult son came to visit their house and saw what his parents were doing as far as making these preparations. And he was so thankful because he remembers grandma passing away who had done no preparing and just threw the family into chaos as they had to deal with the home and all the stuff in a crisis. So it didn't go well and left very, very sour taste in their mouths. And so he was greatly appreciated. This couple has since passed away, but the son had much better, was very positive and thankful that they were had done the process.
And we haven't talked very much about that yet, the adult children of the seniors or the people who are thinking about downsizing. Mm-hmm. And can you tell something about that impact? What would you anticipate for the adult children? And we're talking about people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, mm-hmm. I suppose, right? Mm-hmm. Adult children. I'm an adult child of my parents, and they have both passed now, but my mom died at 87, and but I was very much an adult child in her life, and she was kind of strapped to her house. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that before. She had yard work to do, and she would get up in the morning and had a whole list of stuff that she had to take care of. And it was kind of a burden for us, you know, because we knew that she was under this load, and I don't think she thought enough about or didn't get enough information about what options she could have explored and could have had. So do you want to say anything more about the adult children of people who are thinking about downsizing?
Well, often these adult children are raising their own families and then taking care of elderly parents. And statistically, these are caregivers that will pass away sometimes sooner than their loved ones.
Right, right.
Because physically and emotionally, they are having to take care of another life, or sometimes two lives, if the father and the mother are still alive.
Right.
And so they will come to our conference and get solutions, solid solutions.
Right. In fact, you have part of your conference includes six steps. Is that one of the presentations, or how do you go through those steps that you explain?
So one of our presenters actually will identify all six steps.
Okay.
And it is the order that we have taken when we have purchased homes, remodeled them, and then later sold them. So it's one that results in a high profit as well as a very smooth transition.
Okay, good.
So that's what we teach them at the conference.
Good, yeah.
Too often, the steps are done in the wrong way, and it creates very negative results.
Sure, right. And it would be very helpful for our listeners to learn what those six steps are, and they will be clearly explained at the conference.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And let's just real quickly get into the conference that's most immediate, local, coming up here in Portland. Let's get that information out again.
Well, again, that's coming up on November the 19th. It's a Saturday. It goes from 9:30 till 3. The presentations start right away at 9:30 and go all day. So we have four presenters and then time spent with the exhibitors. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn Conference Center near the Portland Airport on Columbia Boulevard. Tickets are available at $25 per person through November 5th, and then $35 per person beginning November 6th. That includes lunch and the event materials, and they're available at our website at upsideofdownsizing.com, or you can call 503-208-9421.
Very good. Did you want to add to that, Mary?
I just want to make sure that you all know that this conference is a lot of fun. Mm. You get not only to meet local professionals, but you also learn valuable information.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the personal situation, and I'll explain it this way. We usually do our show sort of as it's without a, it's sort of time neutral and geography neutral. But let's just say, since you have a conference coming up November 19th, after that, there's going to be Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And so my recollection of Thanksgiving at our house was that Mom and Grandma and the girls were in the kitchen doing all the stuff, making a lot of noise and a lot of good smell. And the guys were watching football or taking a nap or, you know, out in the front yard or looking at cars or whatever. And there wasn't that family really together. You know, it wasn't like sitting down and saying, well, how are things going for you at the university? Or what's little Johnny doing now? What is he, 4 or 5 years? You know, we didn't have that. It was like separated and segregated. And even by the time we sat down at the table, it was like, you know, the gals were tired, just taking off the apron and sitting down as if nothing happened. But, I mean, they had been working on this stuff for days, some of them. So I guess what I'm saying is Thanksgiving coming up, and how do you want, I think, Mary, you've said this a couple of times, how do you want to be remembered? How do you want your family gatherings to be remembered? How would that be different if a person did some downsizing? What would the family gathering look and feel like different?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I do remember my grandmother's always in the kitchen preparing the meals. And then when we all left, you know, I know there was a lot of work cleaning up and just getting everything situated for her the next day. And I have done that, you know, through the years. Mm-hmm. You prepare the menu and do all the grocery shopping and then prepare and then set the table and then cater, you know, to people when they've been there for the holiday. And I just found that I really didn't have a chance to talk with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so our son actually came up with the idea. One of our sons said, let's go to a restaurant downtown for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so we chose this restaurant that actually even let us bring in the pumpkin pie and the whipped cream. And it just worked out perfect because we got to all talk. Yeah. No one was stuck in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then when everyone was gone, no one was stuck in the kitchen again,
right,
cleaning up.
Yeah.
And another benefit was everyone could select what they wanted to eat that day. Jerry and I had the traditional Thanksgiving meal.
Right.
But I do recall, you know, someone had a hamburger and a Reuben, and someone had pizza, and it just, everyone, it was very happy. And it was interesting because that restaurant downtown was loaded with other families.
Sure, yeah.
With all different age groups.
Yeah, they had discovered the secret too.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So now you don't have to downsize to do that, right, to go to a restaurant. But if you had downsizing, if you were in a maybe a, you know, a condo, HOA, you know, a community, or in an assisted living or that kind of thing, you can do that and you don't have to do all the preparations. I mean, you can either in the dining facility or somewhere else. I'm just trying to think the different ways that a person, a family can handle Thanksgiving if they have done the downsizing.
Well, often in communities, condos, they'll have a community room that you can rent and have your private family gathering. Also, we found in the senior living communities, they'll have a private dining room that you can reserve if you would like.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have it the holidays, gatherings in your home.
Right. Do you find that some people are find it hard to give that up? You know, we got to go to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. That's where we've always done it. Now, if grandma downsizes, then we don't have that big old home to go to anymore. So how does that work?
Well, it's funny because we all seem to be programmed that we need to do things a certain way.
Right.
And if you stop and really evaluate what you're doing, a lot of times you figure out that it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it really doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And I know I would have loved to have my mother and my grandmothers spend more time with us. I really don't feel like I ever got to know my grandmothers because when we were at their homes, they felt like they had to put on this extravagant meal.
Sure, right.
And so never got to know what their childhood was like, never really got to know what their interests was like or their beliefs.
I just wonder if it comes down to, is it about grandma's house or is it about grandma? Can we spend time with her? I remember leaving those gatherings and say, gosh, I hardly saw my mom, she was in the kitchen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some things that particularly seasonal as we're coming up. So what I'm wanting to hear a little bit more about the conferences themselves, so someone can kind of visualize being there. We've talked about the history and the different locations. I know you just came back from a trip and you're planning to hold these conferences across the country. And you want to talk a little bit about that before we talk about the specific, what a conference experience is like?
Sure. Well, we've connected with several business people across the country on LinkedIn, which is a internet business connecting service, I guess you would call it. So we actually took a road trip, had two weddings to attend to on the East Coast, mm-hmm. one in Pittsburgh and then one in Boston that were a month apart. So drove back there, and on our way to the first wedding, which was Labor Day weekend in Pittsburgh, we were able to stop in, meet with some of these people we had connected with. They showed us some potential venues to have conferences in. So it looks like we'll be in Pittsburgh next fall, and then in Minneapolis area, and we then continued on east and then actually down south to South Carolina to Charlotte, and saw venues there, visited with family, and saw a lot of the beautiful country. And so our plan is to head in that direction.
Yeah, there are people all across the country who need this message and need this education and information opportunity to think about. And I know that you're not promoting, downsizing and that everybody should do it, but you want to at least present the information. And if you're in that age and stage, and if you're in that situation where this is something that you may want to be thinking about, the conference becomes a great place to gather that kind of information. And you select very good sponsors and exhibitors. High integrity people, so you can go. It's a safe place to find business people that could actually help a family or a person do that.
Yeah, and another point I'd like to make too is we do communities in our conferences in different communities. All of the presenters, all of the exhibitors are local to that community.
Good.
So they're a local resource for the guests who attend the conference. They're not a traveling team that are in town and then gone, but they're there to walk these people through the process and offer their services as they're needed.
So it's, I want to say, use the word safe. I mean, there's no big sales pitch. There's no, sign here. It's an educational opportunity, and it takes a good share of a Saturday, but if you're going to go out, you want to gather this information and hear the presentations and go through the exhibit areas and look at people who just might be able to have some answers for you.
It's awareness.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's not sales. It's awareness, because we want people to be able to gather the information and know the resources out there so they can make informed decisions.
Right, right. Okay, so let's just say that a family has a situation, and maybe somebody in the family is thinking about it. Right? Might be one of the adult kids, or might be one of the senior couple. What are they thinking, or what are they dealing with when the conference would be a timely opportunity for them to reach out and get some more information? What are they experiencing?
So what I'm hearing from you is when people are thinking about downsizing, some of the emotions that they feel. So often grief plays a big part.
Say a little bit more about that.
It is a loss. Yeah. And it's very normal for you to experience that. Memories are created in that home.
Yes, right, right.
Neighbors are there, you know, those hobbies, even though you may not use that, you know, wood shop or workshop in the backyard, it's still a part of you. You've spent time there. You've bonded. And so it is a loss. And people need to be aware that they're going to feel grief. And it could also be something that the adult children that have grown up and they have their own homes and they still could experience that as well.
Right.
But another feeling would be feeling overwhelmed.
Okay.
Where do I begin?
Right, right.
I've collected all these things through the years.
Yeah.
Just that thought of preparing the home for the market is overwhelming.
Yes. And you have one of your sponsors or exhibitors that specializes in that, in the moving. I mean, they come alongside and they help. I mean, if grandma has an attic full of stuff, I mean, she's not even going to be thinking about moving because, you know, she's going to die in that house and they're going to carry her out and then they can deal with the stuff in the attic, right? So right after our break, we're going to have some final takeaways and some final reasons why attending a conference is really a smart idea, whatever your situation. So don't go away. We're going to be right back. We're going to finish up with Jerry and Mary Spann with Upside of Downsizing. Don't go away.
If your kids are grown and gone, it might be time to be thinking about how you want to spend the next several years. One of your options is to downsize to a home that is a better fit. Attend the Upside of Downsizing Conference, an educational conference for boomers, seniors, and their adult children to learn how to downsize successfully and to gain solid solutions. Ticket prices are only $25 through November 5th and includes presenters, exhibitors, lunch, and free parking. The conference is on November 19th at the Holiday Inn Conference Center near the Portland Airport and will run from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event sponsor is Oregon Live and the Oregonian. For reservations, visit upsideofdownsizing.com or call 503-208-9421. 503-208-9421. Space is limited. RSVP now.
Do you have an elderly parent that is becoming isolated, not eating well, feeling depressed or fearful of losing independence? Do you know your options? Need peace of mind or know what is best for yourself or others during their golden years of life? At no cost to you or your family, Golden Placement Services can give you hope in the midst of great change. Even if it means staying at home is the right option. Call the Golden Girls at 503-723-7145 today. That's 503-723-7145 and schedule your non-obligation appointment today.
Property values are on the rise, higher than they've been in years. It's time to take the equity in your home and do something different. 24/7 Properties will provide you with custom personal care to get the maximum value out of your home. Jeff Edmondson of 24/7 Properties is a licensed general contractor as well as a real estate agent, giving you the expertise on how to effectively get your home ready to sell at the highest price. Visit Jeff online at 247prop.com.
I'm Jeff Edmondson, founder of 24/7 Properties. Call me today and let's have a conversation about selling your house. No obligation, no cost. Let's find out what's right for you. Call me, 503-780-3030, 780-3030.
We want to make sure that our listeners understand that we have some wonderful team members here, partners who help make this broadcast possible, and also some of the other things that we're doing in our local market by networking with Christian business people and with nonprofit organizations who are doing some wonderful things, and also with churches in our community. We're bringing those networks together and serving this population of the 50 plus folks, helping them to live a life that matters, a life that really counts. And so I want to mention, in addition to the commercial spots that you just heard, I also want to mention Northwest Web Creation Company, Eastside Printing, Warner Pacific College, Multnomah University, KKPZ, this radio station, is a partner with us, and then also Serving Our Neighbors. And so we're going to conclude this portion. Hang in there to the end, because what we want to do is kind of get our action takeaways. So if this subject is intriguing to you and you're thinking, well, maybe we should think more about it, or maybe we should look into this. One of the things, the best thing that I can recommend is to make sure that you get yourself to a conference, because you can ask questions, you can gather information, and make connections with other people there, particularly those who are exhibitors that have a product or service that can be helpful in that process. So how do we want to kind of explain? You were talking, Mary, about on the break about some things that a person could do just to even start thinking about it, making a list and so forth. Can you tell us about that? What can they do?
I would highly suggest that you sit down and take a moment to make a list where you identify what are you doing with your time currently. And then on the other side of the paper, make a list of what do you want to do with your time? Mm. What provides you the greatest amount of joy? And then what is it going to take for you to be able to do those things?
Yeah. Wow. That could be very revealing. Because, I mean, if you ask it this way, if you say, well, what would I really like to be doing at this age and stage of my life? Okay, I'd like to do these things. What is it that's keeping me from doing these things? Well, it might be everything I have to do at home, right? And I have to do this. So that ushers in the whole topic of downsizing and other living arrangements or time arrangements or something. So anything else? I see you're making a list there. Did you... there was something else that we wanted to say to our folks. I mean, what we want to do is encourage them to really think about going to a conference, learning, even if they're not even thinking about downsizing, at least to get the information and make those connections.
Well, I think, too, is to think outside the box and explore other interests, other hobbies that you may absolutely love doing rather than what you're doing today.
Right, right. I'm just thinking as a pastor, if somebody came to me that was in their 60s or 70s or 80s and then said, Pastor, I have some more time now. Is there a way that that I could be involved here at the church? Any some things that I could do that would be meaningful? And I'll say, let me get out my list. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things. So that's how I see it from a pastor's point of view. And I know there are a lot of people that are just too busy, that big B word. I can't come to that. I can't do this. I can't contribute to that. I can't give of my time to that. I'd love to, but, you know, and by the time I get done doing everything at home, I'm just so tired. My mom, bless her heart, she'd do her yard work and her housework, and she'd sit down on the couch and have a glass of wine and watch TV, and that's all she had for the day, right? That's all the energy she could muster. So let's wrap it up. Jerry, what would you like to say to our listeners? I mean, these are people who are going to be listening to the podcast. They're going to go to our website, and we hope they'll hear the whole show. And what do you want to leave them with? What do you want to say to them?
Well, I think what I would say is there is an upside to downsizing. We talked about dealing with the stuff and the work and the transition and that process. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, and would really encourage them to attend a conference, find out the information, and begin that process of preparation to take advantage of those opportunities that are, excuse me, out there and available to them. So,
good. And the next conference you have coming up in the Portland area, November 19th at the Holiday Inn up at the airport.
Correct.
Okay, 9:30 to 3. I'm going from memory here because you said it so well. Yeah, and how would they get a phone number and a web address?
Again, the telephone number is 503-208-9421, and the website is upsideofdownsizing.com. The conference will be at the Holiday Inn Conference Center, which is 8439 Northeast Columbia Boulevard in Portland near the airport.
Perfect. Mary, talk to our people. What do you want to say?
I just wish that all of you would just open your minds to downsizing so you can live your life to the fullest.
Perfect. Wow, that's excellent. Well, that does it for us for today, folks. This is Upside of Downsizing with Jerry and Mary Spann, and they are in the studio. We're on the show. What is the name of our show? I get so busy thinking about your stuff that this is... second half now. And so if you are in the second half of life, 50 plus, these are some of the things. Or if your parents or grandparents are in that age, some good things to think about. So thank you, Jerry and Mary, for coming in, and glad you were able to come today. Oh, I want to mention that Upside of Downsizing is now a new partner with us. And so we will be at the conference. So if you want to come to the conference, we'll have an exhibit there. We have a logo and all kinds of stuff that you guys are going to do. So swing by and say hello. We'd love to meet you. So come on down. And that is it for today. That's the program. And this whole program is going to air the first part Monday, 5:30 to 6 p.m. on the air. And then, of course, the second part and together with the first part. I always get lost with this. Anyway, it's on our website, secondhalfnow.com. Of course, you can get that around the clock, 24/7, around the world and around the clock, I think is the way we say that. So that's it for today. I am your host, Dr. Dan Critchett, and saying goodbye for now. And until next time, may God help you live a life that honors Him and blesses others. Let's meet again right here on the website or live next Monday, 5:30 p.m. on the radio. KKPZ 1330, The Truth.
Thanks for listening to Second Half Now with Dr. Dan Critchett on KKPZ 1330, The Truth. Sponsored by Dignity Memorial. To hear the rest of this program, find out more about the topics discussed today, or ask questions, visit secondhalfnow.com. That's secondhalfnow.com. Tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. for more tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Until then, visit secondhalfnow.com.